5 or 6 years ago, Jones says, he was researching his great-grandfather's regiment, the 6th Maryland Infantry, and became aware of an officer named Clifton Prentiss.
And then discovered that he had a brother, William, who fought for the Confederacy. And I learned that they were both mortally wounded, same place, same time, here on the grounds of what's now Pamplin Park.
That led to 3 more years of research and the decision to write his book. Jones was one of the speakers at Pamplin Park early this month for the 5 a.m. 146th anniversary tour of the site of the Battle of the Breakthrough. His book has been well received by students of the Civil War.
Very early on, I contacted Art Bergeron, who used to be the historian here at Pamplin Park, and he was aware of a descendant who was a genealogist, a descendant of John H. Prentiss, who was an older brother of Clifton and William.
That relative, he said, opened the door to a treasure trove of information.
She was the one who knew, for instance, that the brothers were buried side by side at Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn, New York. Even the cemetery there didn't know it.
They fought for opposing armies, but were reunited in death.
William died of his wounds at Armory Square Hospital. In June, they shipped his body up there. He was buried. And then when Clifton took a turn for the worse, they released him from the hospital, and he went to Brooklyn and 3 days later died.
I asked Jones if delving into the lives of these men has changed the way he understands the Civil War.
Very much so, because in writing about two brothers who chose opposite sides, and to do this fairly and to present their stories, you really have to get into what each was thinking and why they made the choice they did, and see things from their perspective at the times. And even though I've studied the Civil War all my adult life, it brought new insights, and particularly into the Confederate mind.
The Prentiss family, he pointed out, were in fact educators from Massachusetts.
Their father gravitated to Baltimore, Maryland as the first president of Baltimore City College, and then opened his own academy in the 1840s, and he named it Medfield Academy after his hometown in Massachusetts, and they were very well-educated people.
So how did William Prentiss end up in a gray uniform?
Medfield Academy was a high-priced preparatory school, and most of the students there were the sons of Southern aristocrats. The wealthy people of Baltimore were basically Southern in viewpoint.
Jones said that there are several stories of where and when the brothers fell.
Everything from them falling moments and yards apart here at Pamplin Historical Park to them meeting at the 51st New York Engineers Field Hospital nearby. I chose, of course, the most sentimental, the most dramatic version for the book, but I put in the back of the book all of the different references from that period where they stated what they knew of the two brothers being wounded, how far they were apart. They didn't go down fighting each other, but they were in close proximity. They very likely could have been together. In fact, John R. King, he has them speaking and even recorded what they said to each other on the battlefield. And the old veterans, the older they got, the more sentimental and the more they embellished the stories.
Learn more about two brothers online at davidjones.net. John Ogle, WCVE News.